It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. Second hour of a two-hour membership campaign special today. Call us at 800-933-5372 with your questions and answers. Email us anything at kera.org. Tweet me on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And of course, we are looking for 150 contributions this two-hour show at 888-694-6931 or on the web at kera.org. 110 left to go. This is something that we can do with your call to 888-694-6931 or your online contribution at kera.org. We'll check in again really quickly in a moment, but I want to get to the patient caller award winner of the week. Julie in Richardson is calling us. Hey, Julie, thanks for hanging in there during the news.
Oh, no problem.
Go right ahead.
I had an answer for the king cake caller. Yeah. Actually, I was listening to the show about a year ago, and someone called in about a king cake place out of New Orleans, and I actually used it because of this program, and it was fabulous. It was the best king cake I've ever had, so I thought I'd pass it on again.
Sure.
It's, Sucre. It's online, and it's a French word for sweet, and it's easy to find if you just Google it. And it was really affordable, only about $20, and they ship it straight to you, so it's a great place.
Very good. Julie, thanks so much. Thanks for,
No problem. I
vaguely remember that from a year ago.
Yeah.
Sucre in New Orleans, and they'll ship it right to you. Thanks so much for calling.
Sure, no problem.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Jared in Louisville is looking for a good herbal tea shop. He says where I can buy loose or bagged tea in the North DFW area. Would like a store with a large selection, preferably where I can smell the teas to make my choice. Allison says on that Bless Your Heart question, where to find Bless Your Heart merchandise. Is that a brand or just a catchphrase? Or I guess it's just a thing that people put on stuff. We had a caller or an emailer looking for something with Bless Your Heart on it. Allison says Tyler Candles has four different sizes of glass jar candles called Bless Your Heart. And they have a sample house in Plano and Park Boulevard. Tyler Candle Company is what they're called. Keely says, my husband is a paramedic, and if an emergency vehicle comes behind you, you're not encouraged nor are you expected to run a light to make way for them. Keely says, you causing an accident prevents them from getting to the original emergency, and most departments now have their emergency vehicles turn sirens off to prevent drivers from feeling pressured to move. An email from Mary who says, I was in the left turn lane when a fire truck with all the bells and whistles pulled up behind me, very scary, and I eased out to make a left turn and was inches away from being hit hard. I later went to my neighborhood fire station to tell the story, and the men there said, never compromise your own safety. Don't move forward at a red light unless all the coasts are clear. And then we got, it looks like Guy went and found the piece of the Texas traffic code that says what to do. And this is section 545.156. And the title is Vehicle Approached by Authorized Emergency Vehicle. On the immediate approach of an authorized emergency vehicle using audible and visual signals, or of a police vehicle lawfully using only an audible signal, an operator, unless otherwise directed by a police officer, shall 1. Yield the right of way. 2. Immediately drive to a position parallel to and as close as possible to the right hand edge or curb of the roadway. Clear of any intersection, and 3, stop and remain standing until the authorized emergency vehicle has passed. Now, I would like to point out here that this is on the approach of an emergency vehicle. It doesn't mean if they're behind you. It means if they're behind you or in front of you or coming from the side, right? Because how many times do we see people not pulling over because the emergency vehicle is coming from the opposite direction? Well, what if they need to turn in front of you? So the other part of this says this section does not exempt the operator of an authorized emergency vehicle from the duty to drive with due regard for safety for all persons using the highway. So it doesn't say specifically what to do at a red light, but I think we got some pretty good advice, though, from the smartest audience in radio, where we're just looking for 104 contributions to make our goal. Check this out. We have heard from 46 people. This is awesome. including sustaining member Pamela Ashu in Cedar Hill. Thank you so much, Pamela. Thanks to sustaining member Karen Sessions in Sherman, who says KERA is, quote, everything I ever wanted to know. It's the one time I'll accept the everything instead of anything, right? Karen, thank you so much, Karen. It's really funny. And I'm thrilled that you get everything you want to know from KERA, especially during anything you ever wanted to know. Monica Miller in Addison says, I love listening to KERA all day. It's the premier place to hear bipartisan news on current events. Thank you so much, Monica, for your contribution and your thoughts. We heard from Dahlia Hassan in Bedford as well, and Lynn Ellen Martin in Plano, who says, I bought Powerball tickets for the last 3 weeks, knowing my chances were 1 in 292 million. But I contribute monthly to KERA because it's a sure thing. And Lynn says, I win every time I listen. Thank you so much, Lynn. We also heard from Greg, who says, I'm a monthly contributor. And I sometimes feel if I was not and gave during the challenge grants, I could increase the leverage of that money by contributing just during pledge drives. Is that true? Well, Greg, to answer your first question, you can give an additional gift during the challenge if you want to help make the challenge, which we are in a challenge period right now. We're looking for 150 total contributions during the show today because Dallas attorney Robert Verdon has challenged us to bring in 150 contributions. And if we do it, he's going to give $1,500 to the station. And that's just during the special two-hour edition of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. So, you know, the thinking, Greg, in answer to your question is that if you gave an extra $5, that's a contribution. That's one off the list of the 150, right? So that would count toward this challenge. The other question Greg has is also, as a monthly contributor, are we eligible for special offerings and raffles during the membership campaigns? Well, I checked with the folks at Pledge Control Central, Greg, and they told me that there's an email that goes out to sustaining members, and there is you can click on that, and you can be entered into the drawings during the drive. So check your email and make sure that you clicked on that, because as a sustaining member, you can join the get involved in the drawing. And as a matter of fact, anybody can get involved in the drawing. You don't have to give. We hope you will give because you're automatically entered when you do give. But the rules, official rules are online at kera.org. You can read those and you can join the drawing, it's totally up to you. We hope that you'll give to the station because we'll automatically enter you when you do give at kera.org or when you call 888-694-6931. 103 contributions left to go. We are not waiting to hear from, sustaining member Jackie Boyer, who says, I'm super excited to get my new hoodie. Maybe we'll have a hoodie day where I work. We were joking that it's hoodie day today because Stephen Becker and I and Alan Roberts all wore our blue hoodies. We did not coordinate, but maybe we should have. Maybe we got credit for that anyway. We heard from Dr. Nere Onosode in Irving, who says KERA is my primary source of information. We heard from Catherine Grundy in Fort Worth, who says KERA is on in my home and my car pretty much from the time I get up until I go to bed in the evening. The knowledge I gain is so valuable in so many places, or aspects rather, of my life. Catherine, thanks so much. Thanks so much to Dan Burkarth in New York, who says, thank you, Jeff, for reading my email query, and thanks to your listeners for their input. That's the Dan, I think, that was looking for an answer and said he would give. Thanks to Taylor Dunn in Fort Worth and Bonnie Moore in Tyler. Thanks to our first-time contributor, Mark Wagstaff in Tyler. Mark, thank you so much for making your first-time gift to KERA, and thanks so much to Sarah Reed in Dallas for contributing. We'd love to hear from you. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. You can also email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Cedric did. He says to the actor who wanted to help kids, he could try the TECO Theater, TECO. It's the he says, I don't have the info, but it's on Tyler Street in Oak Cliff. And Mimi says, pick a DISD school, contact the librarian, and register online as a volunteer. They would love it if you wanted to read to kids. Back to the phones at 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Travis in Fort Worth. Hey, Travis.
Yes. I called. I'm going to get a patent, And I want to know the procedure to go through. Now, I'm aware that you can get it, do it yourself and get a provision, and I think it takes a year, but I want to go to a lawyer and have it. Now, I want to know, do you have a prototype or plans or someone who's got a patent before? I'd like to know what procedure you go through.
Okay. So you're looking to get a patent, and you're just wondering if there's...
device, yes.
Right. So it sounds like you're looking for a group that kind of does this and gets together and talks about it, it sounds like.
Probably.
Yeah. So there's a group in Dallas that we hear about all the time on the show called Dallas Makers Space, M-A-K-E-R-S. They make, they invent and make things. There may very well be one in Fort Worth as well. So you might just see, you might look up Dallas Makers Space and see if there's one in Fort Worth, or contact those folks, and I'm sure they'd be able to point you in the right direction. And, of course, we'll see if we get some other suggestions for you during the show today.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jessica calling from Dallas. Hey, Jessica.
Hi. I had an answer for the person who is looking for the herbal teas, the loose leaf teas.
Yeah.
My husband and I, we shop at Teavana, T-E-A-V-A-N-A. In Dallas, it's at the Galleria. It's in most major malls. They have the best selection of loose leaf teas, and not only can you smell them, but oftentimes they have a ton of samples, too, and they mix the flavors. Like, we once tried a blueberry tea mixed with a pineapple tea, and it was something I never thought I'd mix together, and it was amazing. So check out Teavana. You can also buy different last time I was there, you could buy different amounts. So, you know, if you only wanted a little bit of tea or a lot of tea.
Great. Hey, Jessica, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Lines open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see, Kenneth says the bar World of Beer in Plano sells Old Speckled Hen, which is an English bitter. He says they are the only place I've found in DFW that sells it. Let's see. Carrie emailed us anything at kera.org and says Bayou Cat Restaurant had authentic king cakes last year. Thanks for the Doberge cake answer. Am I saying that right? Doberge. Okay, I can't remember. let's see. Bayou Cat Restaurant is in Arlington. So they had, according to Carrie, authentic king cakes. On the escargot question, we got a couple of emails on this. Cameron in Irving says, Dino's Steak and Claw House on Main Street in Grapevine has escargot. Let's see. We got an email from Kevin who says, Lavendu in Plano has some of the best escargot in the area, according to Kevin. Or maybe it's Lavendo in Plano. And then Sophia says, I believe Lucia in Bishop Arts serves escargot. So there's a couple of leads on escargot for our listener. We can get some leads for you. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. But hey, call us at 888-694-6931. Or join online at kera.org. We have broken through the 100 contribution barrier. Only 99 contributions left to go. 40 minutes to do it. I know we can do this if you're the next one. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. I want to thank Robert Verdon, a Dallas attorney, for his generous challenge today. But hey, we're not going to really be able to thank him unless we make the 150 contributions. He's got $1,500 on the table. When you give, when we reach 150 contributions, we can accept an extra $1,500 from Dallas attorney Robert Verdon. Please be the next one to call, 888-694-6931, or do it online at kera.org. We'll be right back. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington if you want to send us your questions, your answers. This is the second hour of our special two-hour anything you ever wanted to know special during the membership campaign. And we've got a challenge in play from Dallas attorney Robert Verdon. He says, I'll give $1,500 to the station when we hear from 150 contributors, listeners, participants, donors, believers, non-believers, people who love public radio during this special two-hour edition of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. So together we can do it. Give us a call, 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org and make a contribution. 99 contributions left to go to make it by the end of the hour. Perhaps I can entice you with a year of the best radio you're ever going to hear anywhere, because we're going to give that away to everybody. You can get that whether you give or not, right? You've already figured that out. As a matter of fact, you and, you know, several hundred thousand people a week have figured that out. But there's just a few tens of thousands of people who give to the station. And that's what we're hoping that you'll become today. And I'm hoping I can entice you with this really cool KERA hoodie. This is a hoodie with a full zipper. It's got pockets. It's got drawstrings for the hood. But it says KERA, established 1960, North Texas Public Broadcasting on the back, and 90.1 on the front. You're basically going to be able to show that you're part of Team KERA when you roll around in this super cool hoodie. $15 a month. We will thank you with this hoodie, available in medium, large, and extra large. Check it out online at kera.org. But please, please don't wait to give, because at 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to give away 50,000 American Airlines miles to some lucky contributor. Someone who's given in the last 2 days is going to be able to walk away with 50,000 American Airlines miles. What a deal. Looking for 96 contributors to make our goal this hour. 35 minutes left to do it. 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Please don't wait. Please do it right now. This is really important that we make this goal, that we stay on track. It's the second day of the membership campaign. Please don't let us down. Don't let me down. Make the call. 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. On the phones for the show at 800-933-5372, we find Barbara in Dallas. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Jeff. I have an answer, I believe, for the person who was looking for some music.
Okay.
They can contact Penders, P-E-N-D-E-R-S, Music Company, at 972.
Well, you know what, Barbara? Let's not give out the phone number on the air, but they're in Denton, Texas, right? Penders?
Penders is actually in Carrollton.
They're in Carrollton. Okay.
About.
Okay. Very good. So I think they're probably, it's P-E-N-D-E-R-S, Penders Music Company. They've been around for a long time, and they provide all kinds of, they're like one of the last places to get all the sheet music, right?
That's right. That's right.
Great. Well, I bet people can find them online or find their phone number. And it's not you. I just don't like to give out phone numbers.
I understand.
On the air.
I understand.
So thanks,
okay.
thanks so much for calling.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, where we got a couple of suggestions for the coffee in Plano. We had a listener wonder where to get fresh roasted coffee in Plano. Austin in Richardson, this starts to get confusing, but Austin in Richardson says, although they're not specifically in Plano, Addison Coffee Roasters is fantastic. Oh, I'm going to save that one. Philip says, for coffee in Plano, Coffee Del Rey is a fresh, small roaster. They're located on Central Expressway. Coffee Del Rey, D-E-L-R-E-Y. We got a suggestion from, We got a suggestion from, well, I'll have to come back to this. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Ruth calling from Dallas. Hello, Ruth.
Hi.
Hey there.
I'm looking for some bunk beds that either sell or give away.
Okay. So you just need a set of bunk beds.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we have a suggestion, get some suggestions for you.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Let's see. We got a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, by the way. From Steve, says, I went to a patent attorney in the 90s, and it did cost about $1,000 at that time. Also, he had an artist to illustrate the device that I was designing. There is one lead, I guess, on that. We also got at 800-933-5372. We have Kyle on the line. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Jeff. I had a suggestion or an experience for talking to a patent lawyer. Mine was software, but the process is pretty much the same. What you do is you provide the lawyer with enough information to do a patent search, which you can also do on your own. And then that process that I was looking at with my lawyer was around $1,000 for him to ensure that the concept or idea or the item wasn't already patented. And that's what you have to provide them with, if you can give them a physical representation.
Right.
So that they understand completely, so that they can rule out all of the little nicks and crannies, because there's millions of patents out there. So the better that you can describe and communicate your idea to the lawyer is the more that they can rule out and provide a more confident write-up for the patent. So it's more, it's a lot to do beforehand. And like I said, there's a government website that you can go ahead and search yourself if you're so confident that you can rule out all of the patents that are currently pending, and once they rule out that it doesn't exist, then that's when they write up the formal patent for application.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling, Kyle.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see, it was that coffee roaster email. My email crashed here on my iPad. And Laura says, for coffee in Plano, twisted dough pretzels and coffee on Central at Park. Twisted dough pretzels and coffee. I think maybe our caller was looking for like roasted beans. So I don't know if they roast there at Twisted Dough, but we got it in there. John in Fort Worth says, we sold a vehicle about a year ago, and if you don't want to go to the DMV, you can do it all online, including the document to which you referred, stating that you no longer own the vehicle or the plates. Cindy is looking for a reputable coin appraiser and buyer in Dallas. Anybody have suggestions on that? We heard from our development department, and on that email that went out to sustaining members about getting into the drawings, it went out at 9 a.m. on Tuesday the 12th. So that was this past Tuesday at 9 a.m. So if you're looking for your email as a sustaining member, you're already a sustainer, thank you so much for supporting the station. You're looking for that email, look in your email inbox around 9 a.m. this past Tuesday the 12th. On the tea question, Kevin says Cultured Cup in North Dallas is the place to get wonderful tea. And let's see, we also got an email from Mitchell, who says Tivana is the place inside the Galleria. We also have been told that there's one at North Park Mall as well. So Tivana, a couple of votes for Tivana. And let's see, Mark in Garland asks, in regard to the hoodie, thank you gift, doesn't anyone use the term hooded sweatshirt anymore? Mark says, I hate the word hoodie. Is there a difference in the two items, or are they the same thing nowadays? I think they're the same thing, right? But like a sweatshirt typically is a pullover, right, that doesn't have a zipper down the front, and a hoodie is like a jacket, I think. I don't know. You know, these words, language evolves, I guess, right? I learn a little bit new every week. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We're going to get one more call here and then check in down the hall. Babette is calling from Garland. Hello, Babette.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was calling on the tea thing, and as while I was listening on hold, somebody else mentioned the Cultured Cup. And I was calling in to say the Cultured Cup is the place to go. The guys that own and run that restaurant, Kyle and Phil, are incredibly knowledgeable. They have a whole wall of bins of tea, and they let you smell any of them. You can buy by the ounce. They do tea tastings on the weekends, and just look them up, and you'll be amazed at what you'll learn.
Great. Hey, Babette, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
So I've been reminded that we need to check in down the hall and see what we're doing, because we've got about 27 minutes left in the hour. We've got a challenge on the table from Dallas attorney Robert Verdon. We're looking for 150 contributions in this two-hour show. 27 minutes, 26 and a half minutes really left in the show right now. And I think it's important that we remind you that we are still looking for 89 contributions. 89 contributions at 888-694-6931. 89 contributions online at kera.org. Robert Verdon, a Dallas attorney, is challenging you to give today during Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. It's a special deal for the special two-hour edition of the show. Robert's going to give $1,500 to the station when we hear from 150 of you today during this two-hour show. This is the clock is a ticking, and the clock's ticking on your 50,000 American Airlines miles drawing, too. That's going to happen at 7 o'clock tonight. Let us know where you want to go when you make your contribution at kera.org or when you call 888-694-6931. We did hear from Paul Schumann in Dallas, who says, "Everything I ever need to know, I find on KERA." Thanks, Paul. Thanks to Brian Davis and Forney and Barbara Kostian and Richardson. Barbara says, "KERA presents various voices and points of view. It takes the time to examine a subject instead of delivering sound bites." Barbara, you could basically redraft the mission statement. And we heard from another Barbara, too. Barbara Emerson in Dallas. Thanks to the Barbaras, Paul, Brian, and Greg Hughes in Fort Worth, and first-time contributor Nikhil Sinha in Plano. Nikhil, thank you so much for your contribution. Let's see. We heard from Uyan Ngo in Arlington. Thank you so much, Uyan, who's listening for the first time and has made a contribution. Thank you so much, Uyan. And sustainer Bernab Rodriguez in Glen Heights. We also want to thank Judith DeLon in McKinney. Judith appreciates the fair, intelligent, and thorough news on KERA. I want to thank Don Warnicki in Dallas and Cheryl Lanzel in Dallas. I want to thank Brian Terry in Plano. I want to thank Charles and Sarah Grube in Carrollton. We want to thank you. When you call 888-694-6931, when you go online to kera.org, maybe you're interested in the KERA hoodie, right? But maybe you want more than just a hoodie. You know, I mean, I'd like a hoodie, but I'd also like the KERA travel mug and the KERA picnic blanket. Because if I'm wearing my hoodie, what am I going to sit on and what am I going to drink out of? Hello? Well, you can get the hoodie when you join at $15 a month. But if you'll consider giving $30 a month to KERA, $30, that's less, you know, really, there are a couple of months where that's a little more than a dollar a day. Like one, there's 1 month, right? The rest of the months, that's less than a dollar a day, $30 a month. And we're going to give you the KERA travel mug, the KERA picnic blanket, and the KERA hoodie. What are we calling this? We call this the travel hoodie blanket, the hoodie kit travel combo. We haven't really named it, but it is $30 a month when you become a sustaining member of KERA. We will send you the hoodie, the travel mug, the picnic blanket. Super cool. We are looking for 84 more contributions this hour. We got about 25 minutes or so left to go, waiting to hear from you at 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We did get an email from John, who says, "My boss tells me that Saint Emilion in Fort Worth is a really good place for escargot. They're on 7th in Fort Worth." Ken says, "Bistro B, the Chinese restaurant at Walnut and Idalia, has escargot." And Ken says, "I love your show and wish it was every day." Thanks, Ken. let's see. We heard where else did we hear on escargot? We heard from Becca, who says St. Martin's Wine Bistro in Greenville has amazing escargot. Thank you, Becca, for that. And on the coffee in Plano, we got a couple more, one more answer on this. Mike says, "I'm a big coffee guy, and the best place to get coffee in Plano is 1418 Coffee House in downtown Plano. They serve Oak Cliff Coffee Roasters coffee, which is the best in Dallas." And Mike, again, I think our listener was looking for like in-house roasted beans, but we got you in though. So thanks for that call. You give us a call, 888-694-6931. give us an online contribution at kera.org. 84 contributions left to go to make our goal this hour. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a second. But let's go to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to Uma in Plano. Hello, Uma.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I got an answer for the Irish soda bread. I get the soda bread from Sprouts Farmers Market. It is in Plano and one in Richardson. I'm not 100% sure if it is Irish, but I get the soda bread from there.
Very good. Well, thank you so much. Thanks so much for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Of course, phone lines are open down the hall at 888-694-6931. You can also give online at kera.org. We are looking for a goal, a total overall goal of 150 contributions during the special two-hour show today of anything you ever wanted to know. And we've heard from, you know, we've heard from a number of you. We've got 81 left to go. You know, we can take any number of calls. We are set up to take every single call. Don't think for a second that you're not going to be able to get through when you call 888-694-6931. We can take any number of online contributions at once at kera.org. And, you know, I think there's probably more than 81 of you listening right now, more than 81 of you who value what you get when you tune in to KERA. Think about all the shows that you listen to on this station. You get up in the morning with Sam Baker and Morning Edition. You listen to the Diane Rehm Show and Texas Standard. You listen to The Takeaway. You listen to The Think Show with Chris Boyd. And on Fridays, you hear this show, Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. On the weekends, you have coffee with Scott Simon on Saturday mornings, just like I do. What's that worth to you? Put a price on it. Pick up the phone. Give us a call at 888-694-6931. Or do it online at kera.org. 79 contributions to go. I believe we can make this if we hear from more people like Kyle Downing and Richardson, Julie Burson and Denton, Al and Jan Grab in Pilot Point, and sustainer Gabrielle McCray in Dallas. Please be the next one to call, 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org and make your gift of support. Stay with us, though. We got one more segment of this show coming up. We'll be right back. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. It's our final segment of the two-hour special edition of the show today. It's the second day of the winter membership campaign. I've been thinking about this winter membership campaign, and it doesn't really feel like winter out there these days. It's been so nice, the weather this week. And, you know, maybe that's why we haven't heard from you. You've been enjoying your lunch hour outside. It's not cold enough to force you to eat in your car listening to KERA or stay at your desk during lunch listening to the web stream on your earbuds. You've been outside. You've been enjoying this beautiful weather. But now you're driving back to the office. You're headed back after a little bit of a late lunch. It's a Friday after all. And, you know, the weather's been really nice. And you were able to call it a meeting because you went with a couple of colleagues and you ate in the park and it was nice. And now you're listening to KERA. And all I would say is when you have a moment, like right now, when you've pulled up the office, you're waiting, you're listening to the show, you're just about to go back in, take your phone and call us at 888-694-6931. You may not listen till this afternoon when you get in the car. You may go back to your desk and listen for the rest of the day. But you may not have someone like me reminding you of how much you value the service. I mean, that's what I'm here to do right now, is to remind you that, hey, this is an important and valuable service that you get from this station. Even though we have a little bit of fun on Fridays, we kind of kick the weekend off with the Anything Show on Fridays. But this is an important and valuable service for you and your friends and family and neighbors and your community. And you value it yourself, and you want it to be here for everybody, whether they give, whether they can afford to give, whether they, you know, use the service or not. You want this to be here for young people to find. You want this to be here for people looking for quality information to find. And that's why you should give. And yeah, you can go back and you can say, oh, I'll give later. I'll do it this weekend. But if you call right now, 888-694-6931, you have the opportunity to, you know, get it checked off your list. you have the opportunity to help us make a really important challenge that we've got on the table from Dallas attorney Robert Verdon. He has said he'll give KERA an additional $1,500 if we hear from 150 contributors. We're over halfway there, just 74 left to go. We can do that if you call right now, 888-694-6931. If you go online to KERA.org, like Dr. Renee Scott and Pilot Point did, first-time contributor Dr. Scott, thank you so much. Also, first-time contributor Kareem Saud in Arlington, thank you so much, Kareem. Thank you so much to first-time contributor Lynn Poole in Plano. Really appreciate that, Lynn. And also want to thank Haley Stewart in Hearst. Thank you, Haley. And sustaining member Tracy Wallace in Dallas. Thank you so much, Tracy. This is how we get it done. We get it done one call at a time, one online gift at a time. And you know what? You don't even have to worry about the one after you give because you'll be with us. You'll be with everyone who's already supported the station yesterday, today. You will be setting the tone for the rest of this drive, for the rest of this year. And you'll be leading everybody else who listens to KERA. You'll be asking them to join. You'll be asking them to support this valuable and important service. So do your part right now, 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org. 72 contributions left to make our goal this hour. Please call 888-694-6931. Our patient caller of the week award winner is now Sharmina in Plano. Sharmina, thank you so much for calling and for hanging in there.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I guess I'm used to waiting with four kids. An answer to the question about the bunk beds.
Yeah.
There's an app called 5 Miles that's actually really great. You just put in your area, you can search for what you want, and it finds people in the area selling items you're looking for.
Great. 5 Miles.
Yeah, 5 Miles, yeah. And you can, you know, put in your information, and you contact the seller via the app, so there's no personal information exchanged.
Cool.
Yeah, until you're ready. And then also Craigslist also has
sure.
lots of listings. So.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Now let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Janet in Arlington. Hello, Janet.
Hello. I was calling. Yesterday I was coming back from Plano to Arlington
mm-hmm.
at 5 o'clock, and all of a sudden on Interstate 30, which had been clear from George Bush up to about where Cooper came in, all of a sudden it just came to a creepy crawl. And it was the most horrendous. It took me 35 minutes to go from Cooper to Fielder. And I understood from somebody later on,
mm-hmm.
at 7 o'clock it was still stopped up.
Wow.
And I couldn't find anything anywhere online in the newspaper about what happened.
Hmm. So what happened yesterday? We'll see if we,
I don't know.
We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Yeah, but would you see? I would really appreciate it because I'd like to know.
Okay. Well, Janet, if we are actually getting somewhat close to the end of the hour, but if we get an answer today, we'll get it on the air. And if not, tune in next week because we'll probably hear from somebody.
Okay. And I wanted to tell you, I love your show. I'm a longtime sustaining member. Been listening to KERA since I had little children who are now in their 60s.
Wow.
Long time listener.
Wow. Well, Janet, thank you so much for your call. Thanks so much for your support. Really appreciate that.
Okay, dear heart.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. 70 contributions left to go. 70 contributions left to make our goal. Perhaps you're interested in all 6 seasons of Downton Abbey on Blu-ray or DVD. Surely you want to go back and revisit Lady Mary's early romantic period at the very beginning of World War I, right? With Mr. Crawley, right? Surely you want to go back and revisit all of that. Or if you don't, you have somebody who probably loves Downton Abbey that you know. We are offering you all 6 seasons of Downton Abbey on Blu-ray or DVD when you join the station with a $20 a month contribution. $20 a month, the PBS and BBC Blockbuster program can be yours. forever, $20 a month when you join the station right now at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. 68 contributions left to go to make the goal. We have about 11 minutes to do it. We can do this. This can happen if you're the next one. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. We heard from, this is from Alan, who says, "Hi, guys. I'm glad I found you guys when we moved here from Brazil. You guys have no idea how the radio has been helping my wife and I to improve our English. Then we decided to give something back by supporting KERA. Keep up the good work." Alan, thank you so much for making your contribution and for your email. Really appreciate that. A couple more I want to make sure we get through before we run out of time. Denise says, "The slowdown on I-30 in Arlington yesterday was due to a severe accident at Sandy Lane further west in Fort Worth." So there was a severe accident yesterday afternoon in answer to that question. Damien says, "Regarding Irish soda bread, I would highly recommend that anyone basic kitchen skills make it themselves because it's made with soda and not yeast. It's very easy, very quick to prepare. You could make it yourself faster than you could drive somewhere. Just Google easy Irish soda bread recipe." So, Damien, thanks for the encouragement there. On the hoodie question, this is from Rena, who says, "A hoodie is a shirt with a hood as a decoration. It may or may not be deep enough to function as an actual hood, though. But all hooded sweatshirts are hoodies, but not all hoodies are useful as hooded sweatshirts, if that makes sense." Well, I'm glad we got that. We got another email from on the loose leaf tea question from Wyatt in Dallas, who says, "I would suggest the person looking for good loose leaf tea check out the coffee company in Lakewood at Skillman and La Vista." He says they have a great selection of green and black teas from all over the world in addition to their selection of coffee and fresh produce. So it's the coffee company at Lakewood at the intersection of Skillman and La Vista. And one more to get in today. We may not get an answer today, but we hopefully will by next week. Ryan asks, "My question is regarding health insurance coverage by state." Ryan says, "I have health insurance from my employer and I live in Texas. The plan does not cover transgender health. However, I know that in California, state law mandates coverage for transgender no matter what the plan is. My question, if I move to California under my same employer plan, would I be covered? Can my insurance plan be forced to cover me since I will then be in California?" 800-933-5372 is our phone number, email address, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's get one more call in here, and then we're going to check in down the hall and see how it's going. Let's talk to Justin in Dallas. Hey, Justin. Are you there, Justin? All right. Well, Justin, sorry we missed your call back next week. We have 60 contributions left to go. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. This is the moment, folks. This is the moment you've been waiting for the last couple of hours. Robert Verdon, a Dallas attorney, has put up $1,500. He's going to give $1,500 to KERA when we hear from 150 of you. We've heard from 90 people. We're just waiting for 60 people to call 888-694-6931 or to give online at kera.org. If you've never given before, this is the time to do it. If your membership is up for renewal, this is absolutely the time to do it. If you're a current sustaining member or you joined last fall, but you want to help us meet this challenge because you like anything you ever wanted to know and you want us to make this goal this hour, this day, on the second day of the drive, this is the time to give an extra $5 or $10. Go online to kera.org, give $5 extra, and that counts toward the challenge. If you want to get in on the drawing at 7 o'clock tonight for 50,000 American Airlines miles, just because you want the chance to win the miles, that's a reason to give right now. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. Of course, the real reason that you're supporting KERA is it's really like the high quality news and information you get. We love to do this show every Friday. And I got to say, never in a million years would I have thought that I would be hosting this show for 9 years on KERA. And so many of you have supported the station during anything you ever wanted to know over the years. It has been amazing, but we want to keep it rolling. Thanks to David Restrepo in Dallas. Thanks to James Kinzel in Copeville. Thanks so much, James and David. Thanks to Holly Morgan in Dallas. Full disclosure, Holly is a friend of mine. Hey, Holly. And Holly says, KERA is my super favorite radio station of all time and the only news I trust. Thank you so much, Holly. Thanks to Suzanne Schaefer in McKinney. Thanks to sustaining member Jennifer Morgan in Garland. Thanks to Mr. and Mrs. Peter Dulong in Dallas and Diana Hersey in Duncanville, who says, KERA is my daily companion for news and entertainment. Thanks to Rose Tomko in Duncanville. Duncanville is in the house, everybody. Thanks to sustainer Dr. Raymond and Sharon Vickery in Richardson. We want to thank you. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. Only 55 contributions left to go and about 5 minutes left to do it. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. Check out the thank you gifts. When you go online to kera.org, check out the complete rules for the 50,000 American Airlines miles giveaway. You can check all that out online at kera.org. You can check out this amazing Downton Abbey. If you've got seasons 1 through 5, we're going to give you season 6 on a DVD. We're going to give you the companion book, the tea mug. We're going to give you the tea with the commemorative tin. It's all available when you join the station at the $30 a month membership level. Check that out online at kera.org. Do it fast, though, because we really want to be able to accept the $1,500 additional gift from Dallas attorney Robert Verdon. Robert Verdon's a longtime supporter of KERA, often leverages his contributions in these kinds of challenge ways, and we really appreciate that, Robert. Really appreciate the support. Love to see when there is a challenge coming across during the show from Robert Verdon. And you know what? We usually make these challenges, and we've got about 4 minutes left to go, looking for 55 contributions at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. We usually make it. We may not make it today. 53 left to go. The good news is that means we've heard from 97 people, which is pretty spectacular. So thanks so much to each and every one of you who has given. I'm going to get this out of the way before we run out of time. This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Tori Whitley was in the house today, too, doing some note-taking, and we also had help, as always, from the person who's been on this show longer than I have, Fiona Norton, who answers your phone calls. Thanks, Fiona, very much. Christine McConnell produces the podcast. You'll find both hours of today's show online at kera.org/anything. Hey, if you want, subscribe to the podcast at the top of the page there, or you can just click on the click and play link or download it. It's right there. The last 10 hours are there for free. And you know you can email us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions to anything at kera.org. Or you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And we want to hear from you, though, because we have we've broken the 100 contribution limit here. 49 left to go. About 2.5 minutes left to do it. 888-694-6931. I'm told, I've done this before, that we'll count your calls and your online contributions that come in the next couple of minutes toward the goal during the newscast, perhaps, as we move into the world here. But you still have time to get in on this challenge. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. 49 contributions left to go. I want to thank Robert Verdon, Dallas attorney, for putting the $1,500 challenge up. We may not make it, but I have faith we could still make it. A couple of minutes left to go. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. Just takes a couple of minutes for you to fill out the membership form online. 48 contributions left to go now. 48 contributions left at 888-694-6931. We're really just waiting for your call. Your call to 888-694-6931. We just got yours. 47 contributions left to go. 47 online contributions at kera.org or a call to 888-694-6931. Do $5 a month, $10 a month, do $20 a month, and pick up the first six, all six seasons of Downton Abbey on DVD or Blu-ray. If you can do $30 a month, we can thank you with the KERA hoodie and the picnic blanket and the travel mug. You can see all that online at kera.org. 46 contributions left to go. And if you're making the call, if you begin the contribution process at 888-694-6931, or if you go online right now to kera.org and get it done in the next couple of minutes, it will count toward the 45 remaining contributions we're looking for the two-hour Anything You Ever Wanted to Know special today. Really appreciate everybody who gave today. Everybody who's gotten involved in the drive so far, of course, is entered into this drawing for 50,000 American Airlines miles at 7 o'clock tonight. You can still get in on that. Give us a call, 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org and make your contribution there. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Thanks so much to each and every one of you for your support, and we'll see you next week.